The Necessary Triumvirate of Prince, Proudhon, Nicola, and Alice. Part 12. Claims Bigger Than States. I used to say, the Necessary Triumvirate plus Nicola. It just sounds too ugly to say quadrumvirate. So I'm just going to say triumvirate of Prince, Proudhon, Nicola, and Alice, and know that I do know that tri means three, okay? Quoting the Apostle Paul. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. And we've been quoting the Apostle Paul. Our last show concluded with a question. Does the notion of persecution by the state for being what we are, along with the paired notion that it is essential that we be what we are, lie at the heart of the Christian, of Jesus' message? What are we, Prince asks in Lion of Judah. Notice how the state, in its various forms, rushes at us before we're fairly born, and certainly before we can fairly articulate that question. And notice that what Paul is striving to correct is our broad condition under class. His only interest is the truth. He preferences no nation or faith in his epistles. We are going to be considering the question that neither did Jesus. This is not about religion in an orthodox sense. As remember Nicholas saying he was not religious in an orthodox sense? You know, I'm really feeling that. That key message was buried by turning this key information, these key insights, as preserved by Paul of Jesus, into Christianity, and thereby creating yet more division between us. So the Apostle Paul preferences no nation or faith in his epistles, but rather addresses that which unites us. That is what preoccupies Paul and Jesus, our common thread. and our common origin, and the common consequence for our actions while manifested in our present form. Now, is this science or science fiction? That we ask shows, as Paul says, that it is not the latter. Quoting Paul, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Unquote. By saying which, he says, in a sense, listen to your bodies. They tell us true. But almost 2,000 years on, this still hasn't happened. Here's that quote from Proudhon from our January 3rd, 2016 show, the audio file, Theft of Thought. Quoting Proudhon, all men believe in God. This dogma belongs at once to their conscience and their mind. To humanity, God is a fact as primitive, an idea as inevitable, a principle as necessary, as are the categorical ideas of cause, substance, time, and space to our understanding. God is proven to us by the conscience prior to any inference of the mind, just as the sun is proven to us by the testimony of the senses prior to all the arguments of physics. We discover phenomena and laws by observation and experience. Only this deeper sense reveals to us existence. Humanity believes that God is, but in believing in God, what does it believe? In a word, what is God? Unquote from Proudhon. It seems to me Paul reasons with a modern sensibility, that his thinking particularly resonates with us, speaks to us, as do the voices of all our emissaries from love, because we've yet to resolve this question, and we need his help with it, because the work of power over the ages of class has been suppression of the obvious, the truth we come with, to the understanding and explanation of which Paul devoted his life. Because though it is inherent in our nature, power has attempted to supplant it, and that our work in this moment is to finally clear things up. And so we are finally turning to his beautiful words, to what he and all those who come from love have been showing us. Free will, it would seem, is a matter of encouraging our gifts, our reasoning, the power of thought, our gift from God, the collective us. I've thought a lot about what Prince meant when he said in his song, The Rainbow Children, that we who hear his truth and are drawn to it, fly on the wings of the new translation. Perhaps someone asked him, what is new about your new translation? If so, I'd really like to know what he said, because I suspect Paul pondered it too. And we'd have us all a good discussion. And that to tease out what is new from what is falsely taught is worth a thought. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for archival shows and the music of Prince following our outro juxtaposition titled The Humanity of Our Divinity Must Be Made Plain. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Until next week, stay strong. Peace.
Like Shiva, she then could bring intertwine with the ebony and milk of her thighs. If she could be amused and let him decide, perhaps she'd let him decide. She could be amused to the pharaoh. There is nothing, nothing he wouldn't give her, see.
No,
for the future of the nation rests in her belly. And if the proverb of the 31 and verse 10 becomes a song she sings again and again,
she might be queen.
Through your hair, there's so much information for the next generation. Who gonna drop it if you're not there? And whether the enemy makes a run on the palace or whether the enemy does not, the children will be laced with the protection of the word of God. The opposite of NATO is Aten. And if the number 13 is such a bad luck number, when there's no such thing as luck, then the berries, talons, arrows, and stars, all the superstitions, what the? Get busy, big baby, cause when them devil come dressed as light. Maybe they gon' fool the untrained mind, but nobody I know gon' bite.
Like a thief in the night,
my lord come and strike, leave nothing but ashes to the left, dust to the right. Holocaust aside, many lived and died, but when all truth is told,
would you rather be dead or be sold?
Sold to the one who can now mate the displaced bloodline with the white jailbait.
Thinking like the keys on Prince's piano will be just fine.
Pharaoh,
then one day she